Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this absolutely beautiful Thursday morning. It is 76 degrees outside already. The sun coming out. We may have some hit and miss showers today like it's been the past couple of days. Of course, it's the summer. That's what goes on. All right. Coming in studio with me today from the Coffeyville Recreation Commission is Shelly Stanley. Good morning, Shelly. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, again, you guys have opened up and lots, you know, you got the facilities that you have and rentals. Let's just talk about a few of the facilities that people can check out with the Coffeyville Recreation Commission.
We have our Bobby Clemens Recreation Center, our indoor pool, and we have our sports fields that anybody could give us a call, call at our office to check availability for rentals.
And a few of the things that, because I think I was at the Bobby Clemens Rec Center this past weekend as we did the auction out there. But there's lots of things to do at the Bobby Clemens Recreation Center. Of course, there's the basketball goals. There's also, you guys started this a few months ago, well, before the COVID, but that's turned out to be very, very popular, and that's pickleball, correct?
Correct. We have pickleball on Tuesday and Thursday from 10 to noon.
And also, there's open gym. And when is open gym usually scheduled for?
Right now, we're not doing basketball open gym. So if you follow us on Facebook, then we'll let you know as soon as that comes out.
All right. And you guys have some upcoming events. And one of the ones that's coming up is youth sports.
We do. We have cheer, flag football, soccer, and volleyball. We have extended those deadlines to July 31st just so we can get some more kiddos in. And hopefully we won't have to do things a little different. We can roll as normal. We also have our adult sports. We have men's league softball and co-ed softball. And that registration deadline is August 7th.
So that'll be on a Friday, August the 7th. And, of course, the deadline for the youth sports for the cheer, flag football, soccer, and volleyball, that's going to be on the 31st, which is not this Friday, but next Friday. So you still got plenty of time to sign your kiddos up for that. And you guys are also looking for volunteers for your youth coaches because obviously you can't play unless you have a coach.
Correct. We're always looking for volunteer coaches. If interested, just give myself or Jamie Grant a call, and we'll get you set up somehow.
Are you looking for coaches in all the youth sports, or is there particular ones that are a little bit short right now?
Normally we have some that we need for all sports. I can't speak for volleyball because Jamie is over that program. Mm-hmm. But normally I have soccer and flag football, baseball, all those coaches that are needed. So,
all right. So if you're interested in being a coach, be sure to call the CRC and they would love for you guys to step up. And you guys have a new text message notification system. And what is this notification system for?
So we did have a notification system called Rained Out. And when that decided to charge our subscribers, we kind of decided to go in a different direction. So this notification system allows us to send out texts to tell about upcoming events, game cancellations, postponements, anything like that. We will just send it directly to your phone.
And those texts will be free, correct? Because you said the Rained Out one was actually charging subscribers. Was it just to receive the texts, or
yes? This will be free for our participants in that messaging program.
And what is the text, and what can they text to get registered for these notifications?
You can text Coffeyville Rec one word to 22999.
And of course, you'll get updates for, as you said, cancellations, upcoming events, and anything where you can register to do. So again, you can head out again. How can they get a hold of you guys if anybody wants to rent maybe like a space, or what is the number that they can call you at?
You can call us at 620-251-5910. Christine Lay is our office manager, and she handles that.
And everything is everything up for rental, like the rec center, the indoor pool, and the fields, or all those are available for rental, correct?
Correct.
All right. So check those out and be sure to give them a call. Again, there's youth sports coming up, cheer, flag football, soccer, and a volleyball. And if you're wanting to, you know, get your kiddos in on that, the deadline has been extended to July 31st. Also, they have adult sports out there. I'm a little old for that because I can barely run, but I can watch. But men's league and co-ed softball, the deadline for that is August 7th. Be sure also, if you're interested in coaching, they are looking for volunteers to coach these youth leagues, and also the new text message notification system. You can text Coffeyville Rec. That is all one word to 22999, and what that will do, that will give you updates to new events happening, and also things if there's cancellations, just in case of like weather or something, that way you can know about that and not have to worry about driving out and then finding out it's been canceled. You can find out a little bit beforehand. Well, Shelly, I appreciate you coming in here today and talking about what is going on at Coffeyville Recreation Center, you guys have been open, what, about a month or so since the reopening pretty much at the center? A little bit longer than a month, I think.
It's been a little longer than a month.
And I'm guessing once you guys opened up, did you have a lot of people ready to come out and basically get out of the house and do stuff, right?
We did. We still have some of our open gymmers that are wanting to get in, but, you know, with the masks and everything like that we have to wear in the building, then it's just not happening right now, but right. We hope to see him soon.
Right. Yeah, because basketball is kind of hard to play social distancing. Yes. Unless you play 6 feet back. So, so that'd be kind of hard to do that. And plus, I would like to see basketball with a mask. That'd be interesting. But anyway, Shelly, I appreciate you coming in today. I really do appreciate it and letting us know what is going on out at the facility.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have Coffeyville's Reawakening here in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday Eve.